I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The European Parliament broke out the G word this week, voting unanimously to call ISIS persecution of Christians genocide. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA explains why that's a big deal.
Historically, it's rare that we see action on behalf of the international community unless something is labeled genocide.
The next step? Getting the United Nations on board. You don't have to wait for political leaders to help, though. Through Open Doors, you can encourage fellow believers and help refugees learn about Christ.
But the most important thing and the number one thing we hear from our brothers and sisters around the world who are being persecuted is that we pray for them. And so we've got several prayer points and continue to have news stories and updates for prayers on our website, opendoorsusa.org.
And in Uganda, a new sponsorship program is being born. Mark Lucky with Every Child Ministries.
We have been working many years with Karamoja kids who had come to Kampala for various reasons. And so we began to look at starting a project in Karamoja, in their homeland. If we could start do community development, do spiritual development, get the kids in school, do anything we could to keep the kids in a better environment at home.
Because Karamoja is a poor area, it takes two sponsors to fully sponsor just one kid. But it's well worth it.
The kids are able to go to school. They're able to have the proper clothing and school supplies. They're able to get a good meal every day. They get spiritual guidance. We do a weekly Bible club.
To learn more about the Karamoja Project, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you understand what it is to be a child of God. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up for free. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.